So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hi guys. Listen, I want to clear up a confusion that people have, especially if they're cutting calories, but they're not losing weight. I don't know if this ever happened to you, but so many people keep telling me this over and over again. I'm reducing my calories. I'm just not ending up with weight loss. Well, there's a couple things you need to know. This only works the first time you do it. This only works if you're 18 years old or you have a healthy metabolism or your hormones are really, really healthy, okay? Every time you do it again and again and again, you're gonna slow your metabolism. Your body's going to adjust to the calories that you're inputting into it, okay? So basically dieting reduces your metabolism. It destroys the set point, that weight point that your body gravitates into comfortably. Some people it's 150, some people it's 180, some people it's 130. So no matter what you do, whether eating, your body kind of goes into that certain comfort zone. That's your set point. The way to destroy your set point is to diet. Now, we really have three variables. We have your calories that you're eating from fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. You have your actual metabolism, your body's efficiency of burning those calories, and then you have your activity level, and you have all different combinations of all three, okay? What you need to know is that even though there are more calories in fat than carbohydrate, the calories in fat and protein, as far as food, are not all used to make fuel. A good amount of the protein and fat that you eat are replacing body tissue, okay? Muscle, brain tissue, cell, hormones, neurotransmitters, all that. But 100% of the calories from carbohydrate are used for fuel. So this idea that I'm gonna start cutting back calories on fat, for example, thinking that's gonna end up in weight loss may not work for you, all right? So I just wanna clear that up. Now, it's true that you can start to exercise more. All right, and burn off more calories, because everyone knows if you just need to cut calories and exercise more and you're gonna lose weight, but not necessarily, because the calories that you're burning might not be fat calories. So if your goal is just to burn calories in general, you may be burning stored calories as sugar calories, that's your glycogen reserve, or your actual muscle protein. Is that the kind of calories you wanna lose? I don't think so. So really, I think your goal is to burn fat, right? So to do that, what you have to do is you have to manipulate and understand the hormone aspects of this. If you cut your carbs, you're gonna lower insulin, okay? And that will force your body to start tapping into fat. The hormone that determines whether you burn your stored sugar or muscle or actual fat is insulin. So you gotta keep insulin low. I put several links down below to get that information of how to do that. But in this video, I wanted to kind of clear up some general concepts on calories and why lowering your calories may not work for weight loss, especially if your metabolism is slow. All right, so put your comments below. Tell me what you think. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.